among the many challenges facing government officials, how best to secure U.S. borders. That includes, of course, the very long, and for the most part unguarded, northern border. But as some call for more security and tougher inspections, others warn about the economic perils of disrupting trade between the U.S. and Canada. From member station WBUR, Anthony Brooks reports.
On a recent morning at the U.S. Customs Station in Highgate Springs, Vermont, about 50 miles south of Montreal, a dozen trucks are lined up. They carry lumber, paper, textiles, and electronics. U.S. Customs agents and National Guardsmen in green camouflaged fatigues inspect them thoroughly, one by one, including a flatbed trailer loaded with hay.
Well, he's poking a long pole through hay bales, making sure it's just hay.
U.S. Customs agent Craig Jaley manages 8 border stations in western Vermont. He says all of them are on what he calls level 1 alert.
We're inspecting every single car. It's business that we do, and it's just doing it more thoroughly and more often. Clearly now we're focusing a little bit more on looking for items that might have some threat to the security of the country. We're focusing more on, is there an extra person here, or do we have identification of all these folks?
Most trucks used to move through this checkpoint in minutes. Now they're held up at least an hour. A few drivers here grumble about the wasted time and money, but most, like Alan Wright, a trucker from Michigan, accept it.
Personally, I welcome the extra security. I don't mind putting up with a little bit of delay if it'll help secure our country. Yeah, it is a little bit annoying at times, but that's fine. I can definitely handle that.
Despite the extra security, the fact is most of this northern border is dense forest, open waterways, and vast prairies, and virtually unguarded. Consider that some 8,000 Border Patrol agents guard the U.S. border with Mexico, while just 300 cover the sprawling 4,000-mile line with Canada. Congress is considering anti-terrorism legislation, which would deploy more customs officials, Border Patrol agents, and high-tech monitoring equipment to the northern border, which Congressman Lamar Smith, a Texas Republican, says has been neglected too long.
We had several hearings on the problem of the Canadian-U.S. border and the easy access that anybody could have if they wanted to get to the United States without being subject to any kind of a check or any kind of a scrutiny whatsoever. I think it does point to a certain laxness in our attitude toward the Canadian border that we can no longer afford.
To get an idea of just how porous the U.S.-Canadian border is, consider where I'm standing right now. I've just stepped out of my car off of a public access dirt road. I'm at the edge of a very dry cornfield. Right here behind this tree is a border marker. Step over it on this side, and I've entered Canada. And just behind me is a sign that says stop. United States boundary, arrival, entry prohibited. I'll just step through that barrier and I'm back in the United States.
We could erect a giant Berlin Wall, but frankly, a giant Berlin Wall is not going to be practical across the length of that border.
Rex Brynan follows U.S.-Canada relations at McGill University in Montreal and warns that heightened border security could go too far and clog vital trade routes.
Canada is the largest trading partner of the U.S. by far. You're by far our largest trading partner. And a great deal of the prosperity we've built in North America has to do with the rapid movement of goods and services across that border.
But some are concerned that the porous northern border represents an easy transit route for terrorists with a foothold in Canada. Some have slipped into the U.S., including Ahmed Rassam, who was arrested at the U.S. border in 1999 with a trunk full of explosives and a plan to bomb Los Angeles Airport. Canadian officials are quick to say there's no evidence of a Canadian connection to the September 11th attacks, and they've proposed legislation of their own to strengthen border controls. Canada's ambassador to the U.S., Michael Kurgan, favors strategies to target high-risk border traffic without disrupting trade. And Kurgan says both countries should continue efforts to pool intelligence to protect all of North America.
So the issue here to me is not so much people moving back and forth across the border, but ensuring that potentially high-risk people are prevented from coming into the North American space. And I think that probably is both countries' first line of defense.
But for now, traffic will continue to move across the border much more slowly than it did before September 11th. Anthony Brooks for NPR News in Highgate Springs, Vermont.